Hello again. Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of talks, we've been thinking about true happiness. In the first talk, we asked, what is true happiness? And we discovered from Psalm 1 that true happiness, which Scripture calls blessedness, is the byproduct of a manner of life. In the second talk, we asked, how do you get it? And drawing some thoughts from the Sermon on the Mount, we discovered that you get it by accepting Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour, making him Lord of your life, and following his instructions for your life. That's how you discover that manner of life which produces true happiness. Now I'll pose the question, how do you keep it? That is, once you've found true happiness, how do you ensure that you continue enjoying it? Because certain things can come along that will interrupt it and destroy it. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, was speaking to his disciples. They would have committed their lives to him. They would have been growing in grace, growing in that process of learning what true happiness is about. They would have been starting to show the characteristics in their lives that a person who is blessed does show. But he was warning them that your enjoyment of true happiness can be interrupted. Certain things can come into your life which destroy it. In looking at the Sermon on the Mount, I've identified 12 things that the Lord warns about which can destroy your enjoyment of peace and satisfaction with God's salvation. I think it would be sufficient to identify 3 of them in this talk, and then in subsequent talks take another 3 and so work my way through the 12. The first one I want to point out is worry. Let me read from Matthew 6 and commencing to read at verse 25. Jesus said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So in that brief extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ says 3 times over, do not worry. Worry will spoil your peace, will spoil your enjoyment of true happiness. The second thing I want to point out is an unforgiving attitude. That can creep into your life and can spoil your peace. Let me read you from chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel, starting at verse 38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you. And from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And the sense of that word perfect, which of course none of us could totally attain to, is to be mature. But an unforgiving attitude can spoil your peace, can spoil your enjoyment of true happiness. In the course of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord gave a model prayer to his disciples. And part of that prayer reads like this: Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And the Lord went on to say, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So an unforgiving attitude can spoil your enjoyment of true happiness. The third thing I would identify is strife in your life. Being at loggerheads with people, always seeming to have an argument with somebody. Chapter 5 of Matthew and verses 22 to 25 read like this: But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, You fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly, while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer and you be thrown into prison. Avoiding strife, avoiding arguing with your brother, avoiding arguing with anyone along the way, trying to look at your life to see if people have anything against you, and if they have, going to that person to be reconciled to them, that there might be no strife in your life. Now, the reason I'm identifying these things is that the Word of God gives advice as to how you should avoid these things. And that's what we'll go on to in later talks. But Jesus is identifying the things that can interrupt your enjoyment of true happiness. And what we've looked at in this session is worry, an unforgiving attitude, and strife in your life. We want to avoid these things. And later on, we look at how the Word of God advises us in each of these cases, how to avoid them. May the Lord bless you.